When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, Bitcoin analysts are highly doubtful of a return to $50,000 as Bitcoin hits a new five-month high surpassing $58,000. I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis from crypto analysts Mikhail Van de Pop and Rec Capital. Also in today's show, breaking news, new tickers and ARK filing shows Bitcoin futures ETF approval is imminent, according to Bloomberg senior ETF analyst Eric Balchunas, who shares here on crypto Twitter. Valkyrie just updated their Bitcoin futures ETF prospectus, which typically only happens when ducks are in a row ready for launch. They added their ticker BTF, although no fee still. Can't say this is the done deal type evidence, but a good sign in my opinion. And this just in, the Texas governor Greg Abbott vows to make their state number one for Bitcoin. Now for some FUD we saw floating around yesterday. The Bank of England warns that Bitcoin could trigger a financial meltdown, and Max Keiser responded to this. Bitcoin is designed to trigger a meltdown of the current fiat money banking system. This is a mathematically guaranteed outcome, and as they say, a pitcher says a thousand words. Also in today's show, billionaire Barry Sternlicht bought Bitcoin and Ethereum for inflation protection. He was recently on CNBC dropping bombs, quoting him here. Gold is kind of worthless. The reason I own Bitcoin is because the U.S. government and every government in the Western Hemisphere is printing money now to the end of time. And this is a finite amount of something, and it can be traded globally. Also in today's show, Bitcoin to soar to $100,000 in months after panic buying frenzy. I'll be breaking down this new expert prediction, as well as a prediction for the fourth quarter from Zap Protocol founder Nick Spanos. And speaking of fourth quarter predictions, I'll be sharing them from Fidelity, NASDAQ, Anthony Pompliano, Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model, JP Morgan, Max Keiser, and Bloomberg as well. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and all the altcoins are currently breaking out and in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Now let's talk about crypto IRAs. Today's show is brought to you by iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. Basically, if you want to trade cryptocurrency tax-free, you can do so right here with iTrust Capital. They're a partner of the channel, and I highly recommend using their platform. With iTrust, not only can you buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency tax-free, but also precious metals such as gold and silver in your IRA as well. So you can literally trade 24/7. There's no hidden fees, and everything is very transparent. You can trade Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, Chainlink, Cardano, as well as many other top cryptos. And the thing that I really like is the fact they have institutional custody by Coinbase, the world's largest institutional cold storage provider, backed by a $320 million insurance policy. So you can have peace of mind knowing your digital assets are backed, safe, and secure. To check it out, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and get your first month absolutely free. So what are you waiting for? Visit itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and let's start stacking them sats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Bitcoin challenged brand new support levels on October 14th after overnight success took the market past $58,000. Right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin one-hour candle chart, which is looking bullish as a mofo. Data for Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView track Bitcoin as it reversed towards 57,000 after hitting highs of 58,540 on Bitstamp. The moves mimic the first time Bitcoin attacked 58,000 in February. Several attempts interspersed by consolidation, followed ultimately by a run to April's all-time highs. And despite on-chain indicators showing that Bitcoin is a different beast in Q4, however, the mood was just as bullish this time around. As Mikhail Van de Pop shares here on crypto Twitter, Bitcoin is most likely just continuing this grind towards the all-time highs. Great bounce from 54,000. Highly doubt we'll see a retest at 50,000 happening, and cementing 50,000 as support, albeit for the second time this year in 2021, would form a clear signal in the market trajectory trajectory as pundits gear up for what they expect could be explosive end-of-the-year rally. For trader and analyst Rec Capital, however, there was potential cause for concern this week. Zooming out, Bitcoin has failed to close a weekly candle above 60,000, and a repeat performance could likewise spell a copycat correction, as he shows here on crypto Twitter. Bitcoin has successfully retested its daily bull flag thus far, but Bitcoin is still below major weekly resistance, as you can see here in the red. In fact, any sort of weekly close below 60,000 has historically preceded a Bitcoin retrace from these highs. However, not everyone agrees as responded here. I'm going to disagree here. There's just too little price action at 60,000 to use it as a reliable historical indicator of any sort. Some, but most psychological ramifications. I believe this current drop is merely to correct an overbought condition on Bitcoin so it can crack resistance at 62,000. That leaves the bulls until Sunday to crack a historical watermark, something which may still be held before Monday's approval decision on a futures-based exchange-traded fund, which I'll be breaking down for you in greater detail here shortly. Now let's discuss the altcoins real quick. Polkadot shot up 28% in a week on news that its auctions would finally begin next month, a key original feature 5 years in the making. That's right. And right here, you can see the Polkadot 1 hour candle chart, which is also looking bullish as a mofo. And before I break down our next breaking story of the day, new tickers and ARK filings show Bitcoin futures ETF approval is imminent, as well as billionaire Barry Sternlicht bought Bitcoin and Ethereum for inflation protection, as well as Bitcoin to soar to $100,000 in months after panic buying frenzy, according to this new expert prediction, as well as I share with you these bullish Bitcoin price predictions for Q4. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. We can see Bitcoin up 5% for the day, trading just under $57,600. We have Ether up a whopping 8%, now trading above $3,700. We have Polkadot up a whopping 17%, trading above $41. Solana up 5.5%. ADA Cardano up almost 5%. XRP up 5%. BNB up 5%, as well as Chainlink up 11%, trading above $27. But all right, now let's break down our next breaking story of the day. Bloomberg senior ETF analyst Eric Balchunas says there's good signs that a Bitcoin ETF will soon be approved, pointing to ARK Invest filing for a Bitcoin futures ETF with an assigned ticker, and Valkyrie's updating its ETF prospectus with a ticker. That's right, Cathie Wood's ARK Invest Management filed for a Bitcoin futures ETF under the ARKA ticker, while Valkyrie has assigned its Bitcoin futures prospectus with the BTF ticker. And according to Bloomberg senior analyst Eric Balchunas, the firm typically updates their proposals when they have everything set and ready for launch, suggesting that Valkyrie may soon be given the green light by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Now, Balchunas also pointed to ARK Invest Bitcoin Futures ETF application on October 13th in partnership with 21Shares and White Alpha Architect White Label, noting that the assigned ARKA ticker was another good sign that the SEC was set to give a tick, as he shares here on crypto Twitter. Valkyrie just updated their Bitcoin Futures ETF prospectus, which typically only happens when ducks are in a row ready for launch. They added their ticker, BTF, although no fee still. Can't say this is a done deal type evidence, but a good sign, in my opinion. And he also shares here, people keep asking me what I'm looking for to first confirm SEC approval, and it's these type of updated prospectus filings. That's what's happening right before a launch. They still need all their X's and add ticker. That said, it is Bitcoin, so who the heck knows for sure, LOL. And he also shares, just to be clear, yes, ARK already filed with 21Shares to do a physical Bitcoin ETF under 33 Act. This is an additional filing for a futures ETF under Gensler's friendly 40 Act. And also notable, this is the second straight filing to not have the word Canada in it. It only invests in futures, not BTCC or GBTC options. Rumor is SEC no like that and wants them to be strictly futures. So there you have it. Now the price of Bitcoin has surged a whopping 28% since the start of October to currently sit at around 57,500 at the time of this recording. While many onlookers have attributed the recent pump to expectations that the SEC will soon approve this futures-based Bitcoin ETF. Balchunas stated earlier in the month that a Bitcoin futures-backed ETF has a high chance of being approved in October. He argued that they are regulated under the 40 Act, which is favored by the SEC as it offers greater consumer protections than physically backed Bitcoin ETFs regulated under the 33 Act. Yes, the SEC has kicked the can on a Bitcoin ETF approval, but that is for the physically backed ones under 33 Act, he said, and added the following. The futures ETFs filed under the 40 Act, which Gary Gensler loves, are very much alive and likely on schedule schedule, we think 75% chance of being approved in October. So there you have it. And while opinions vary, however, Todd Rosenbluth, Senior Director of ETFs and Mutual Fund Research at research firm CFRA, argued this week that he believes that the approval of a Bitcoin futures ETF may be delayed until 2022. And speaking on CNBC's ETF Edge, Rosenbluth stated that the current clouded regulatory landscape could cause further delays and that the SEC could be waiting for approval on all the ETFs simultaneously to avoid the first mover's advantage. Quoting him here, it's possible. In fact, we think it's likely we're going to see a delay of Bitcoin futures ETF until 2022, until the regulatory environment is more clear. So there you have it. Do you feel a Bitcoin futures back ETF in the United States will likely get approved this month of October and send the Bitcoin price soaring towards six figures? Or do you feel it will get delayed until later and potentially quarter one of next year? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now, before I break down next story of the day, billionaire Barry Sternlicht bought Bitcoin and Ethereum for inflation protection, as well as Bitcoin to soar to $100,000 in months after panic buying frenzy, according to this new expert prediction, as well as I share with you these bullish Bitcoin price predictions for quarter four. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $2.4 trillion with $107 billion in volume in the past 24 hours, and the current Bitcoin dominance at 45.6% with the Ether dominance at 18% even. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Telcoin up 26%, trading at 2.3 cents, Polkadot up 19%, trading above $41, and Kusama up 17%, trading at $370. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on during Q4? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 70 out of 100 in greed. Yesterday was a 70, last week a 76 in extreme greed, and last month a 30 in fear. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Despite saying that it's crazy volatile, the American billionaire Barry Sternlicht admitted that he personally invested into Bitcoin. And apart from it, he also noted some holdings of the second largest digital asset, Ethereum. The co-founder of the investment fund Starwood Capital Group opined in a recent interview with CNBC that Bitcoin is a financial tool that helps against the mass printing of fiat currencies. And unlike traditional government-issued currencies, the digital asset has a predetermined maximum supply of 21 million to ever exist, which has urged Sternlicht to purchase some. Quoting him here, the reason I own Bitcoin is because the U.S. government and every government in the Western Hemisphere is printing money now to the end of time. And this is a finite amount of something, and it can be traded globally. Nonetheless, the 60-year-old billionaire does not seem to be a Bitcoin maximalist. For example, arguing that the only real purpose for the leading digital asset is of a store of value. Sternlicht seems to be more supportive of Ethereum, describing it as programmable Bitcoin with more use cases than its rival. I own some of that too, he revealed. And subsequently, Starwood Capital Group's co-founder said he is very interested in the blockchain technology as a whole, which has the potential to change the entire financial network. That's right. Now for some other prominent hodlers, the list of other notable names who have allocated some of their wealth into cryptocurrency. Market stretches from politicians to investors and celebrities. One of the most prominent names from the traditional financial industry that has started the idea of buying Bitcoin to protect himself against the rising inflation was Paul Tudor Jones. The billionaire investor had made several allocations to the king of all crypto. And in June, the Republican Senator Cynthia Lummis revealed she owns 5 BTC, which she bought back in 2013 when it was trading at $300 a piece. And last week, she admitted that she topped up her holdings with between 50,000 to 100,000 worth of the digital assets back in August. Also, the billionaire investor and owner of the Dallas Mavericks, Mark Cuban, is the next in line. Being a keen proponent of Bitcoin, he said that 60% of his crypto investments is stashed in it, with 30% in ETH, while the remaining 10% is allocated to other altcoins, such as Doge. And then we have Elon Fudd puppet Musrat, who is now officially over $1 billion in profit from holding the king of all crypto. And before I break down our final story of the day, Bitcoin to soar to $100,000 in months after panic buying frenzy, according to this new expert prediction, as well as I share with you these bullish Q4 Bitcoin price predictions from these major institutions. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 940 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, have a blog I update daily, which could be found at CryptoNewsYes.com. bitcoinanalyst.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications and help me get to 50,000 subs. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. One expert has predicted that the Bitcoin price of $100,000 over the coming months is all but certain. Earlier this month, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission revealed its growing interest in four separate exchange-traded funds, which are linked to Bitcoin futures. Now, Konstantin Asimov, executive director at CEX.io, states that the approval of these funds by the SEC has helped push Bitcoin higher. He said speculation surrounding the approval of these funds is one of the factors helping to push the Bitcoin price up. The financial director added, another reason for Bitcoin's increase in value is JP Morgan's recent note to investors they shared. The company said that the prized crypto asset seems to be a better hedge against inflation than gold. I believe the latest Bitcoin rally is a direct result of inflation concerns, and investors are using cryptocurrency as a hedge against it. The U.S.'s positive stance on cryptocurrencies in recent weeks is another contributing factor. And referring to the institutional investors coming to Bitcoin relatively late in the game, Bitcoin pioneer Max Keiser spoke to express.co.uk and said, institutions are panic buying Bitcoin so that when the year ends, they can show they own some in 2021. Shout out to Max Keiser and Stacey Herbert of the Keiser Report and Orange Pill Pod. And not having any of them on the books will be a sign that you completely bottled it. And as you can see in this infographic, which countries currently have the most crypto ATMs, you can see the U.S. leading the pack by a long shot with 17,436, with Canada trailing behind with only 1,464. And I don't think this is counting El Salvador, which recently adopted tons of Bitcoin ATMs as well. I also like to point out that Zap Protocol's founder, Nick Spanos, gave his bullish fourth quarter price prediction for Bitcoin as well. He says that Bitcoin's run to $100,000 over the coming months is all but certain, and that investors are becoming even more resilient to the adverse crypto news. They have witnessed the market bounce back time and time again, so we are seeing less and less panic selling, which should consequently make Bitcoin's price more stable. He also shares that if Bitcoin could capitalize on its recent momentum and convincingly break through the resistance level, its next target would be $62,232. And quoting him again here, we will most certainly see a few pullbacks on its way there, but Bitcoin has a good chance of reaching its all-time high by the end of this month and potentially going as high as $70,000 before November. Let me know if you agree or disagree with this crypto analyst. Now, I'd like to point out this I shared on crypto Twitter yesterday. Bitcoin price predictions for Q4. Fidelity predicts $100,000 Bitcoin price. NASDAQ predicts $100,000 Bitcoin price. Anthony Pompliano, shout out to Pomp, also predicts a six-figure Bitcoin price. Now, Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model, says worst case scenario for December close is $135,000. And just to be fair, he says best case scenario is $450,000. Now, JP Morgan is predicting $140,000 Bitcoin price here in Q4. Max Keiser is predicting $220,000 before the end of this year, which he says is still in play. And Bloomberg is predicting a whopping $400,000 Bitcoin price. Where do you feel Bitcoin will likely close before the end of this year? Holla at your boy in the live chat right down below. Now, for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show, Bitcoin analysts are highly doubtful of a return to $50,000 as Bitcoin breaks past 58K. Also in today's show, I shared breaking news. New tickers and ARK filing shows Bitcoin futures ETF approval is imminent, according to Bloomberg senior ETF analyst Eric Balchunas. Also in today's show, I shared that billionaire Barry Sternlett bought Bitcoin and Ethereum for inflation protection, as well as Bitcoin to soar to $100,000 in months after panic buying frenzy, according to this new expert prediction. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Holla at your boy in the live chat. I want to give a quick shout out to Magnus. I appreciate the super chat contribution. He wrote, thank you, JV. Let's send BTC to 100,000 for Christmas. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Super Geek Toys wrote, my main man, JV, if you're not following this man, do you even crypto? Much love, fam. This channel will continue to grow like a wildfire that it is. You will blast past 50,000 and see 100,000 by end of year for show. This crypto community is stellar. I have gotten so much love since I joined. Let's go. Everyone, my response, my main man, was popping. Thanks so much for your continued support, fam. Six-figure BTC. Let's freaking go. The next featured comment comes from Johnny McIntyre, who wrote, bro, you not having a million subscribers is one of the weirdest things in crypto. More puzzling than Shiba or Doge, especially checking out some of these other clowns with more subscribers and inferior content. Shaking my head. Not blowing smoke, but you are a real talent. Thanks for the daily vids. Halalan. My response, Johnny, I appreciate your support, fam. 100,000 BTC along with 100,000 YouTube subs. Bring it. HODL. And our third and final featured comment of the day comes from Inner Dino, who wrote, thanks JV and 100,000 subs is about right. My response, cheers fam, bring it. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. Now let's talk about crypto IRAs. Today's show is brought to you by iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. Basically, if you want to trade cryptocurrency tax-free, you can do so right here with iTrust Capital. They're a partner of the channel, and I highly recommend using their platform. With iTrust, not only can you buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency tax-free, but also precious metals such as gold and silver in your IRA as well. So you can literally trade 24/7. There's no hidden fees, and everything is very transparent. You can trade Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, Chainlink, Cardano, as well as many other top cryptos. And the thing that I really like is the fact they have institutional custody by Coinbase, the world's largest institutional cold storage provider, backed by a $320 million insurance policy, so you can have peace of mind knowing your digital assets are backed, safe, and secure. To check it out, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and get your first month absolutely free. So what are you waiting for? Visit itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and let's start stacking them stats tax-free.